Well, Jay, thanks for sitting down with us. We're here talking with Jay Bundy, UPUA presidential candidate.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, there are a lot of things we'd like to talk about, but I guess one of the first ones is going to be how you've been hit with a few violations and fines for various, you know, campaigning problems. We're looking at the October 4th issue of the Collegian here. The headline is Bundy gets second violation, and it looks like your violation fines are totaling, I think, about $140 or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, there was a $78 fine and a $42 fine or something around that. They were either 42 and 78 or 78 and 42.
Well, I'm going to let you just, you know, talk from the heart. What's your opinion on everything that's been happening as far as student affairs and the elections commission goes?
Well, the first elections violation we felt was bogus because the elections commissioners, we didn't have the elections code in front of us. The elections commissioners released the elections code the same day we met with the Collegian. And so while technically the elections code was published that day, we didn't have it in front of us yet. We hadn't picked up the elections packets for our team. And we didn't know this, we didn't know what the campaigning start date was going to be. Furthermore, we were under the impression, based on the information we received from the Collegian, that the other presidential candidates were doing stories, and that they actually held our story, telling us that they were going to release it side by side with the stories of the other presidential candidates. So from our perspective, we'd have been morons not to do an interview with the Collegian. We were certainly under the impression our competition was going to be doing them, and also we didn't have an elections code in front of us telling us that that wasn't the case. Furthermore, the elections code was released extremely late in the process. You cannot release an elections code a couple weeks before campaigning starts and expect there not to be any problems with that. I think that's something the elections commission should take responsibility and accountability for and not be putting on the candidates who are doing our best job to be public servants.
So basically the elections commission published an elections code, and then after you did the interview, and then they found you guilty of violating it, even though it didn't exist at the time that you did the interview.
Right. From our perspective, that's totally correct. The bigger problem, too, is what they said we should have done was told the Collegian. Their argument is that even if we didn't have the elections code in front of us when we did the interview, we had it in front of us before the story was released, and we should have stopped the Collegian from releasing the story. First of all, it's not our job to tell the Collegian when to publish things. If the Collegian, who I'm sure has access to the elections code, noticed that that was a violation of the elections code, then the Collegian should not have published the article. They should have held the story. And furthermore, the bigger deal to us at the time was that our opponents were going to have stories, and we needed to have our story there with theirs.
So, at this point, what are your thoughts on the fact that you're basically being referred by UPUA Elections Commission to a non-student in Vice President of Student Affairs, Vicky Trippinen?
We weren't very happy about that. We feel the UPUA is supposed to be a student-centered and student-run organization from top to bottom. First of all, there is no provision in the elections code for an appeal process when the elections commission comes down with the sanction. Their sanctions are arbitrarily decided by the elections commissioners amongst themselves in a process that is not open to the public. And on top of them not having an appeal process in place, they don't have a student appeal process in place. They send it to Dr. Trippinen, who's not a student, like you said, is an administrator in Old Main. And to make matters worse, Dr. Trippinen has refused to get involved. They've deferred us to Felicia McGinty, who's over in the Buki building, actually. And the Center for Student Engagement, which is run by Barry Graham, there you go. Yeah, and they have all taken this hands-off, sort of pass the buck back to the Elections Commission approach.
So basically, you're not happy with the fact that they're referring you to a non-student?
No, we're very unhappy about the fact that they're referring us to a non-student, and then the people that I have referred to are not doing anything.
How do you think would characterize the UPUA elections process from your point of view so far?
It was hastily organized. There are tons of gaps and holes, and it's very undemocratic and sets an unrealistic precedent for what civic engagement at Penn State should look like.
Pretty interesting. I know that if you've been following the Collegian, has been pretty heavily publicizing the whole UPUA transition, and they, you know, editorials almost daily. And today there's one called UPUA Decision Should Include Students. And just the other day, it talked about you specifically and how you were unhappy with UPUA and the process by which it's being formed. But let's get past what a lot of students tend to think already, and which is your point of view, that UPUA has kind of been haphazardly organized, and that it's not necessarily as democratic as it should be. To fast forward and say, you know, on election day, you win and you're president. What do you plan to do?
Well, we need to revisit the elections code. We need to have a combination of students and administrators who have more experience to sort of review the elections code, let us know where the gaps are, and we need to be thorough in coming up with an elections code that not only is good for students and fair, but reflects the democratic process as we know it here in America and in the state of Pennsylvania. This is a state institution, and if you look at state elections, they certainly don't have 2 weeks outside of which they can't campaign and talk about the fact that they're running. It's just horribly unrealistic for, we're students. We should be preparing to be professionals. And if you're going into public life, you should be getting a realistic understanding of what that process involves, and we need to make sure that the elections code does that. The other things we're going to do in office are certainly establish an effective executive office for the UPUA, which we're attempting to departmentalize, certainly in a very similar way to the city hall or the office of the mayor and any major municipality. There are 42,000 students here. We should behave and be handled as a small city. Actually, a not small city. We'd be a rather large city. The other things are that our administration plans to do is form policy subcommittees that students will be able to engage in to make policy recommendations based on their experiences and their needs as students. These policy committees and subcommittees will inform and set the agenda for our policy initiatives. We feel we should be responsive to our constituents, and engaging them in the process is a way to make sure that that happens. Finally, we are going to make mental health a huge issue. We want students to be more aware of mental health and have better mental health services. We're also going to support and get behind some really solid policies to facilitate diversity. One of the things we want to see is a statue built. The Black Caucus has been looking for the statue for a couple years now, and they've sort of gotten the bureaucratic red tape and the administrative runaround. We need to make sure that if the resources are there, that statue is built, because symbols are important. And if a flag is silly, then so is if a statue is silly, then so is a flag. And so, to the extent that the flag means something, you should be open to students wanting to have statues on campus. We also want to make sure there's just policies put in place that are ensuring that there are more students of color at Penn State with a higher retention rate and a higher graduation rate. And we also want to make sure that we are doing the most we can to make this a welcoming community for students of diverse backgrounds and lifestyles. I think one of the problems with diversity is we typically think that getting everyone here is the goal of diversity. If we get all different kinds of people here and we make them all live the same way, we can say we're a diverse community. Unfortunately, that typically causes more clashing than it does social intercourse. So the way to go about that is to really embrace the different variety of lifestyles that these students embody.
Sounds like a pretty well-rounded agenda.
We have a plan.
Yeah. And are you saying that because you think your opponents might not have such a clear plan?
I'm almost 100% confident they do not have such a comprehensive plan.
So, do you have a specific message for, say, freshmen who really haven't been exposed to a lot of the quarrels that happen between USG and UPUA?
Sure. In the past, student leadership at Penn State has been about building resumes and not about leading students. We're here to change that. I think the freshmen can set the standard of accountability that the people we vote in office, we will hold accountable to doing what they tell us they're going to do. We're running on what we call the 100-day plan. We will have a published plan the day of inauguration, probably sooner, that will actually say within 100 days of inauguration, what can we expect from Bundy's administration? We'll have a press conference 100 days later, it'll be pretty simple. Did we do what we said we were going to do our first 100 days in office? If we did, then pat us on the back and get out of our way because we got more work to do. And if we didn't, then we certainly are prepared to deal with the ramifications of that.
Sounds great. If I understand correctly, I've heard rumor that there'll be a UPA presidential debate on Monday, October 9th.
Monday,
8:30. And
I'm not sure
location?
Where it's going to be. Not sure where it's going to be. I'm assuming, they used to be at the Forum. The USG debates. I don't know where they're going to make this one, but come find out, get online. We'll make sure that the Collegian certainly carries something about the debate.
All right. And last thing, I guess, do you have a message for those in Old Main?
Yes. For years, you have dealt with lazy, apathetic student leaders who have not shown up and not done what they're supposed to do. I do not blame the administration for ignoring student representatives, but those days are in the past, and we are looking for the administration to work with us to be cooperative and to be responsive to our needs.
All right, well, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with us at PSU Stop, and good luck in your campaign.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me anytime. Be glad to come back.